designs, relationships, and people that are just waiting for something better to come along.
Spoken like a cynic.
I'm not a cynic. I'm a realist.
You are a realist masquerading as a cynic who is secretly an optimist.
We are back live. We just need to make some corrections. The Every Woman Talk Show now is just being hosted by me right now until we get some more hosts to help me out. The other young ladies have done some other shows with the Catalog Radio, but right now it's just Holy Wells in the house. I am so happy to be back now. We took a little short, you know, break from the summer, and we're back now live every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Please tune in. Please call in, listen in. You know, give me some insights of what you think, what's going on with the new direction we're going with the show. Tonight, our show is going to be about how difficult it is to live the life of a transgender person. My producer asked me, Uli, you know, what made you come up with this? Why did you want to do this show? And for me, you know, I guess my answer to him, outside of other answers for other people would ask me the same thing, was I was very interested in knowing the psyche of it all, or the ins and outs of it all, because it's really hitting our community more than we think it is, and the suicide rate is very high within it. And I, from what I understand, from the things I've read, from the people I've spoke to, in our Black community in general, it's more difficult to be a Black person that's being a transgender than any other race there is. So I just wanted to see, you know, what people thought about it. I have some guests calling in. Hopefully they will call in tonight to get their understanding or their point of view of how difficult it is living this life. You know, we laugh and we joke about this Bruce Jenner thing turning into Caitlyn, but it's not funny. It's not funny, and it's not really to be made a mockery of, because we, as people who have never lived that life, who have never been inside our bodies and said, well, I don't think I'm a woman, I think I'm a man, or I'm a man and I think I'm a woman. If we've never lived that life, then I don't think a mockery should be made of it, because you would never understand exactly what that would feel like to be that person. So with me, with him, I think my difficulty was, and my difficulty would be with anybody, not just him, my difficulty with anybody would be, you've lived this life of this person for so long. Now you are not just living the life for you, but now you've brought other people into your life. You've married, you've had children, you have grandchildren. So now when you make a decision to do something like this in your life, you're not only affecting your life, but you're also affecting their lives. So for me, I think that sometimes I'd be a very, I don't know if I'm going to say selfish, or is it even being selfish to say I've lived that life that long and I don't want to be that person anymore. I have to live the life for me. And I think that's the choice he made. But, you know, just the whole outlook of it all, you're just saying, like, you know, so what do you tell your grandkids, and how do you explain that? Now, it's not the same as having, you know, two gay parents or two lesbian parents or two gay men as your parents or two lesbian women as your parents. This is something completely different and very, very different in the world. To accept it, I know it's got to be very difficult for a lot of people out there because we don't understand it. So we never accept the things that we don't understand. That's one of the biggest things. Let me find my glasses. I just want to read something real quick. So, I tell you, I'm blind with glasses and blind with Alan. So what I was reading was, a transgender does not necessarily mean your sexuality or who you are attracted to. A transgender person can be heterosexual, gay, bisexual, or asexual. It's not about who you're attracted to. It's about what you feel who you are inside. So I think that's what we, because we've never experienced it, we don't understand what that actually means. So hopefully when the guests call in, they can give us a better understanding of what that means to them. Because we'll never have a full understanding of it because it's not us experiencing it. Just like you will say, white people will never understand what it is to be black. You won't. I don't care how many, I don't even care if they came from the same background as us, the same, we grew up in the same street and we go to the same schools, and our parents, you will still never understand what it is to be a black woman or a black man, because guess what? You're not black. So it doesn't matter. So we will never really fully understand what we're going to be explaining tonight, hopefully, but at least we'll have somewhat of a clear direction to try to learn and open up your mind and think about what this is about. It's funny, I had a friend of mine say to me, oh, you know, you touched on subjects that are, you know, against everything my religion stands for. Well, my religion has nothing to do with what I stand for in reference to what's going on in our community, what's going on in the world. You know, I believe in God, and I worship my God every day and every night and every minute of the day. But reality is, these are things that need to be addressed. So we have to put my religion to the side and open up the door to make sure that everybody understands what's going on in our communities, what's going on in our world today, and how can we make it a better place for all of us to live it together and respect one another's beliefs, understandings, our sexual preferences, our, you know, you eat pork, I don't. I'm not going to kiss you if you eat pork, but that's my thing. You know, just the whole nine things about respecting other people for who they are and what they believe in. So I think we have one of our producers here tonight. Daryl, are you there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm right here, ladies and gentlemen.
So just in general, have you ever met anyone that has transgendered that you know of?
I have met one person. We had went to grade school together,
mm-hmm.
him as a male.
Mm-hmm.
He is homosexual. Mm-hmm. It would identify itself as young as being a homosexual. And mm-hmm. when he became a certain age, I had seen him maybe, I would say, in our 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And he was all decked out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean from the beginning to the end, to the mm-hmm. top to the bottom.
Let me ask you a question. Seeing him like that, did you see him more comfortable in that skin or the skin he was in when you were younger?
I'm not going to necessarily say comfort per se. I will say that he felt more at ease, or he was more comfortable dressing as a woman
mm-hmm.
than as a man.
Mm-hmm.
But you could still see, you know, that, you know, mm-hmm. either this is a very athletic woman
mm-hmm.
or this is a male, you know,
mm-hmm.
this is a woman. You know, you weren't going to like some people. There's some people who are transgender who are gorgeous.
That's the whole thing. Some transgenders have the financial stability to take hormones to change that hard male look into more of a feminine look. So the unfortunate thing for some of them is they can't afford to do what it takes for them to actually transform to what they really want to be or what they want to look like. So we do still see Craig and Five in clothes. You know what I'm saying? And then
uh-huh.
and so we don't take them as serious as we would take someone who was able to afford the change. And most transgenders, from my understanding, don't have reassignment done. They're still male or they're still female. But everything
right.
on the outside, everything that we can see, makes it what they want you to accept. They want you to accept them for what they are. So our personal private parts is not what they're concerned about. It's not what makes them tick. It's what the outer shell, what they want you to think, but they want you to respect them for who they are. So, you know, the brother, the I don't even know what to call it because I don't know, but the person that you went to school with maybe didn't have the luxury of becoming the more feminine her, you know, when you met her. You know, so, I mean, I definitely want to tap into all of that tonight, you know. And it's crazy because, like, I have to keep going back to the Bruce Jenner thing because I think it really intrigued me. Like, he does not want to have a reassignment done because he's attracted to women. He's not attracted to men so far. He's not attracted to men. He's attracted to women. So with that being said, we clearly know it's not a gay thing. It's not a gay thing. It's not a homosexual thing. It's not a lesbian thing. It's a I don't feel like that's who I was or in my I don't think that's who I feel I am thing. You know, now how do you date after that? I just want to get into all this. I don't know. I mean, I know that I have read some other things about it, and there are some women who have had some men who have had trans into women who stayed married to their spouses. I mean, that's love. That's dedication. Like, I don't know I don't know if I should look at my husband the same. Well, you'll never look at him the same way, but I don't know if I could love him. And then again, I'm still talking about stuff I don't know because I've never had to be put in that position. To say, I mean, I loved my husband when we were married. It was a great marriage when we were married. I don't know if he would have came to me and said, well, you know, this is not who I am. This is not who I feel like I am, and I feel this way, and I feel that way, and this is what I'm thinking about doing. I don't know how supportive or non-supportive I could have been with that. I do not know. It's hard. It's hard to even think about, so I don't know. You know, and the other hard thing about transgendering here in our state is they really have no rights. like California is really doing their thing with making sure that they, you know, they have the right to do certain things. They have the right to change their identity. They have the, you know, it, we still are so far behind in the acceptance of it that our transgenders in New Jersey do not have the same rights as transgenders in the other states. And I think that's so unfair because it should be all around the board the same thing. Why are they more important than the people who live here? I don't know. It's a subject, like I said, that I felt like it needed to be addressed. Like everything else, I sit and I think about it at night, you know. And some people may not get it, they don't understand some of the, you know, shows I want to do, but, you know, everybody has a right to come up with a show and call me and let me know about it. But as of right now, the show is a month. And this is one of the ones I'm talking about.
I know that's right.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, like I said, our guests will feel comfortable enough to call in. My focus is very different. People who I knew, some of them were very uncomfortable talking about it. Some of them were very uncomfortable coming on air because, you know, some of them don't want to be exposed. So, you know, hopefully the two guests that I did speak to will not have a problem calling in and just enlightening us on some of the. And I don't want to know all the difficulties. I want to know some of the happy things for them as well. You know, when you decided to do this, when you actually started the process of doing it, when you finished the process, how did it feel to you? You know, did it feel like you were born again? Did it feel like, you know, you were a whole new person? What did it, and also, what did it do to your families and your friends? Do you still have those same friends? Do your family accept you? You know, I just want to know a little bit about everything because we don't care what TV shows us. So TV always glamifies everything and makes everything A-okay. Well, we know it's not true. It's not true. So,
Well, what we're going to do is, wait, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a quick little music break, and then
absolutely.
When we come back, the switchboard is lit up. We're going to see who wants to talk, who wants to have a conversation
sounds
with
good.
Us.
Sounds
we're
great.
We're going to do that as soon as we get back from this first break. So,
sounds
without
good.
Further ado, let's do did this first break.
Get it in.
Feel like
You are literally behind the scenes talking to me and the producer. I just want to say hello to everybody who's taking their time out to call in and listen to the show. If ever you want to get on air with me, just push 1 and that will put you on air. You are not on air when I go behind the scenes on our break to say hello. I am just so grateful that you are taking the time out to call in and listen to the show. So please don't be afraid to say who you are and say hello to me, because I just want to know so, you know, I can thank my friends and encourage the rest of the friends out who don't do it. You know me, and if you know who, you know that's what I do. Right now, we have 2 guests on the line. I have Faith, and I have Apple on the line. Faith, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. So, Faith, I don't know if you caught any of the show already. If you were listening in before you called in, if you were just calling in, I don't know. Did you get a chance to listen to any of it before calling in?
No, I actually just called in.
Okay, all right. So I'm just going to go over a couple of things that we talked about prior to you coming on to the show. We were talking about why I wanted to do the show. And for me, like I said, I've talked to several people, and it's affecting our community. It's affecting our community, our young community, and they don't know where to go. They don't know where to get help. And the suicide rate is very high. So I thought it would be good just to try to get an understanding. We can pass on an understanding to other people. What I read today, and I want to be corrected if I'm wrong, when I read up on it, it did say that most transgender don't identify with being either gay, heterosexual, homosexual, or asexual. You can be either any of them. It's just who you feel you are inside. Am I right or am I wrong?
Definitely you are absolutely right. I think as well as being any person, any human being, we take on the roles that we want to take on.
Right.
Being a transgender person is no different. You take on your role, you identify with who you want to be, and you create mm-hmm. that image, you know, and you go in it, you know. So
how long have you trans into the person you are today?
It's been maybe like 12 years for me. I started in high school, and I'm still not where I want to be today all the way yet, but I definitely, you know, have started my transition. I live this life. I breathe the life as a woman. You know, I am the girl in the picture. Stable in who I am. I think the generation now that's coming up, they're not stable. You know, it hasn't been a set role model before us to, you know, to really take the roles that we should take. But it's been almost 12 years. I live this life every day as a woman. I identify in the streets, the girl. I'm the girl, you know.
Now, let me ask you a couple of questions. And as we talked before, anything you don't want to answer, you pass on it. How difficult is it for you to live this life every day in society? Like, as far as looking for work, as far as looking for somewhere to live, as far as you know, other people accepting it, how difficult has it been for you?
It's very difficult to become anything in life without a fight. So I'll start there and say that first. But, you know, you have to fight to become great. You know, it's going to be a fight no matter who you are. But with being a transgender person, it is very difficult because a lot of people don't have the understanding of who we are. It wasn't something that was we were raised up to do or, you know, that a lot of people had a lot of experience with. And, you know, it is hard to get jobs. A lot of the girls that are transgenders, they struggle with prostitution and, you know, they struggle with other ways to make money because, you know, they're not ready for the corporate America world. They don't want to go out and, you know, set themselves aside for the corporate America world. Like, a lot of them don't have name changes yet. You know, that's something that, you know, will slow down the process because you don't want to walk into a job and you look like a woman, but your name is Stefan or Antonio or P, you know, or, you know, you just, so a lot of them choose to go another route to make their money, but it is a very difficult, you know, process when you have a community. When you have a community that don't understand, you know, totally what trans are.
So we understand, well, from my understanding, California is very much way ahead of us in the acceptance of it and understanding of it, where it's easier to change your name and your social and your birth and all that good stuff that you need to do to become the person who you are.
Yeah, and I definitely think that
it's
time now.
Why do you think it's so hard in New Jersey for us, or not just New Jersey, for this part of the area, to get it together. Like, if this is what it is and this is who you are, then I don't think the courts have a right in telling you anything in reference to your personal beliefs, your religious beliefs. I mean, I just think that should be completely out of, that should never be a part of anything.
Yeah,
you know,
and, you know, today they have made everything, you know, what they want it to be. I think that we are here, North Carolina, you know, a few areas, you know, are very slow on getting it. But I think patience is a virtue. It's definitely coming around because we're here, and we definitely are, you know, coming out regardless to
here.
Where.
This is not something new. This is definitely not something new. See, we don't want – let's make this perfectly clear. We don't want to get cross-dressers or drag queens mixed up with transgenders. It's not the same thing.
Not at all.
It's
definitely
not.
It's
the same thing. Just because you want to dress like a girl doesn't mean you think you're a woman. That's just someone who likes to dress. So it's not the same thing. Let's be perfectly honest and clear about certain things.
It becomes a lifestyle. A transgender is someone that has picked up
a
lifestyle. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I think a lot of people, they don't know that. They think that, you know, we just get up and dress up and play. But it's actually a lifestyle for us. I'm so proud to say that I do have a lot of sisters and friends that are living the life. You know, they do have good jobs that are in corporate America, and they are, you know, in college. You know, so it's just all about what you take out of it and who you want to become. The religion part of this, I never get into it. I just tell my friends today, you get a relationship with God, and He'll do what you need Him to do for yourself. I personally love the Lord, and I do believe in deliverance. I believe that God is a deliverer. So with the religion part of it, I just tell people now, get your own religion, get your own understanding when it comes to who He is to you. You know, but of course,
definitely
you know,
so. Definitely so, because we are all sinners in our own way. So you can't worry about what somebody else is doing in their backyard. You need to worry about what you're doing in your own backyard. Because when it's time to answer to whoever you worship, they're going to ask you what you did, not what the person next door did. So, you know, and we were talking about this today when my coworker asked me what was the show about today, and I told them, and we were talking about it, and it was like, well, what about, you know, this and what about that? I said, listen, I know I do stuff. First of all, I curse like a sailor, so I already know. I got so many things I'm first in line for to go to hell, but I just pray to every day that God puts me back in the line and thinks about me and says, but you know what, you're a good person because you did this. They know you're a good person. You do. I am not here to point fingers to judge to anyone. And I don't think anyone has the right to do that. And every religion, it says, no backbiting and no judging. You listen
That's
to it,
right.
I don't think so. I don't think so, but, you know, here or there, it doesn't matter. You know, you have to live your life according to what you feel comfortable doing, and it doesn't matter what somebody else says. It doesn't matter how somebody else feels. Like I said to my producer early today, one of the guys I know said to me, you know, I can't believe you have these certain shows. You know, your religion is so. I said, oh, religion is against everything. All religions are against almost everything. But that has nothing to do with what we have to live in the society and the world we live in every single day. And this is happening every single day. Suicide is happening every single day. In our
every day.
With the, so it's something that needs to be addressed. It's something that needs to be talked about. I don't understand it because guess what? Even though I have friends who trans, that still doesn't mean I understand why they trans or how they trans or, you know, what the process is that you trans. Now, like I was telling Darryl earlier, he went to school with someone who trans when he got out of high school, but he still looks very masculine. Well, some of us are not fortunate enough to have finances that will allow
exactly.
us to start taking the hormone treatment.
Exactly, which is what we need. We need
exactly.
it. So many girls take the medicine the wrong way. We ordered offline.
Right.
What I just did personally
wow.
myself, I just started a new program called Transgender Women on the Move. And it's a program for transgender women and men that are trying to identify with who they are. And this program is to get us medicine and get insurance. A lot of us don't have insurance. We don't know if we're healthy. We don't know, you know, what's going on inside of our bodies. So, you know, a lot of us, we order this stuff and we're taking it. We don't know if it's the counts are
right,
you know. So that's what I'm fighting for. I feel like, you know, this is well needed. This show is well needed because it definitely will pull somebody in. We definitely need to come together so we can get the things. They offer it to the mothers that you know, needed. They offer assistance to people that are homeless. They offer assistance to all of these other things. But it's not a trans shelter or a trans group home for transgender people that don't just feel comfortable with going in a shelter that have nowhere to stay. So it's a lot of things that's definitely needed for our community, but it's going to take the trans community and
the
people
who
together.
Understand. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and people that have an understanding of us, and that's all it takes. You really can understand anyone by a conversation that you have with them, and I think people just don't express, you know, who they are through conversation anymore. Me personally, I'm a straight-up honest person. I love who I am, so I don't mind telling you that I'm a transgender, a transsexual, but have it, whatever. You know, this is a practice. It's everyday living, you know, and that becomes, you know, major. So our community, definitely we need medicine. Where I'm trying to fight for us to have insurance because a lot of us don't have jobs. A lot of us, you know, are out and in traveling. You know, that's what the trans community is based on, you know, trying to survive with little or nothing, you know. But a lot of girls are, you know, definitely trying to do the things the right way. So now they're offering us services and, you know, they have places where you can go to for therapy, but it's just a process and you know, it's a process and, you know, that's what's definitely needed for our community. But it's
do you think most or I don't know if I want to say most do the reassignment, or is it not even so much about reassignment for most transgenders?
A lot of girls, let me tell you, they're not even there yet. A lot of girls are focusing on getting the breast and their butts done.
Right, the outer shell. Right.
Yeah, and trying to be soft. Yeah, they want to be soft, you know. And hormones are high. If you don't have insurance or the right money, it is hard to become, you know, what you feel like you are. You know, that's the struggle of being you know, trans to me is that, if you know, if you don't have a job because you don't want to go into the workplace and work because you're uncomfortable, or, you know, you don't feel like, you know, you're going to be accepted, or you don't feel like, you know, somebody's going to understand this is what's going on, then you have no other means. You know, so you go to everything else, and the medicine is high, hormones are high, you know, and the surgeries that we want, they are high, you know, so it's just all about, you know, now coming together so we can get some insurance and get the right doctors and get the doctors to have knowledge about who we are. I mean, I personally hate going to the hospital, and I don't have a name change yet. So, you know, I hate going to the hospital, and I go in there and they say, well, who are you?
And they look at your papers, right? Look at your
You know, and I had an experience the other day where I went to the doctor, and that's what happened to me. They're like, you need to get your ID, you know, and I'm telling this lady, listen, ma'am, I'm sick. I am a transgender person, you know, regardless to however I look like this woman, you know, but my name is saying something else. And it's like, you know, that's what we go through.
I think that's the most important thing right there, is being able to identify with your papers, your IDs, with who you are every day. Paige, hold on 1 second. I just want to see if anybody has any questions for you, or Darryl, do we still have Apple on the line? Do we have anybody else on the line that has any questions for Faith? We definitely want to get as much information as we can. This will not be the last show, Faith. I will tell you that. I always revisit shows that I think are very positive. So we will be revisiting this show. Yeah.
Apple is still on the line.
Okay, pull her in and see if there's anybody else who has any questions for Faith. And Faith, we'll just talk about more about your program as well. We'll try to put that information out there too.
Okay.
Faith?
Hello?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
You hear me?
Yes,
Faith, I just want to say I'm very proud of you. I support you. I'm glad I got to hear a lot of what you had to say. I never even thought about the shelters. I've always said that I wanted to open up a chain of shelters, but I never thought about that until you said that.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And that's really deep, because that is dear to my heart. I'm an advocate for homeless people and things like that. My sister knows I'll take anybody in. I have a soft spot for anybody. But because, like I always say, there before the grace of God go I, you never know. You know what I mean? But I never thought about the fact that you guys wouldn't feel comfortable, or maybe people don't make you feel, you know, let you feel comfortable, or
You got a man shelter, but either of them, we're what they fit in, because you don't know what people are going to do or say. So we're, and it's unfortunate we have to say, where do they, like, the they used to talk about, like, black people, they and them and them. It's not that fingers are separating, but reality is you are different. It's not the same.
Well, it's the same thing about the bathrooms and stuff. How do you feel about that?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well,
I know that's
I
a big issue
with
people.
I had a bad experience with that. I was going to a community college, and they didn't have a unisex bathroom. And they told me that I would have to walk in the building that I was going to school in, and they told me that I would have to walk way across the street to use the bathroom. Mind you, because of the name, people don't know. They don't know, but because if you look at me, you're going to say, well, wow, she's a beautiful girl. You know, I was comfortable enough to go in the women's bathroom, but then you have to think about the needs of the women and they could be uncomfortable, you know, so it's just like you take all of that into consideration. But that's definitely what's needed. We need stuff like that to take place. We need homes. We need more therapists. We need doctors. We need people that can, you know, it's going to start with the heterosexual community, I believe, first, because a lot of them don't have an understanding. They just look at it and they think, just like, you know, being a homosexual is nasty, or this way or that way. Mm-hmm. It's not a difference. I've learned that it's more accepting for a male to be a homosexual male, you know, but you get into more when you hear about a transgender or a boy becoming a woman, you know, it becomes more, you know, so that's what I feel like is going on. Definitely, if you are into the group homes and stuff, please make it available for, a transgender home.
You have all her information, right, Jewel?
What? I'm sorry, what did you say?
You have all her information, right?
Faith is already spread out, so we can get all the information you need from already through her.
Okay, great.
Here's another thing that I wanted to address, Faith. Not only are you misunderstood or not accepted in the heterosexual world, you transgenders even have a problem in the gay world.
Yeah, they're very, you're right. You're very, very right. There's a lack of respect when it comes to we live our lives as women. Mm-hmm. You know, I see a lot, they call them butch queens or homosexual boys. Mm-hmm. They just have a lack of respect for transgender women. Mm-hmm. You know, and I live like, if you ever see me, I'm one of these girls that, you know, I wear long hair and I have nice nails and I'm very well kept. I went to a therapist today. I don't mind sharing with y'all. I went today to Outreach Clinicals here in Durham, North Carolina, and I spoke to a therapist, and I told her, I said, you know, I think it's just a lack of respect, period, when it comes to the body of people on becoming what you want to become. You know, I think when people decide that they want to become, you know, transgender, when they decide they want to come out to their parents and say, I'm a homosexual, or even when the girl says that I'm a mom, I'm pregnant, and, you know, she's not married, or, you know, whatever, those when those things take place, people automatically begin to put you in some circle, you know. Today I'm very free, y'all. I'm not in a circle. I do know who I am, you know, and my mission is to push, believing you, like I said, you know, I put God first, regardless of what anybody can say about me putting God first. I put him first, and then, you know, I try to motivate. My thing now is I'm trying to live my dream, you know, and if we start listening, I think it's going to take listening to what a trans person would have to say. Let some of them tell you their stories to what they've been through.
Let me just cut you guys off for 1 second. We need to do a commercial break, so we're going to have a little music interlude. And do not go anywhere, Faith. Do not go anywhere, Apple. We're going to come right back after this music, and we'll continue from there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know you love.
Hello, hello, hello. Are we back?
We're here.
We are back. We are back. That's my song. I love that song. I was, you know, when I'm on break, I try to respond to everybody who's texting or online or on Facebook hitting me up. You know, I got to just put a shout out to some of my friends, you know, Kim, Alema, Shante, you know, all my other girls who are online listening to me. I appreciate the support all the time, you know. Without them, without you guys listening in, without you guys calling in, it would no be no Every Woman Talk Show. So I really, greatly, greatly appreciate that. Back to the matter at hand. Faith, Apple, you there?
Can you hear me?
Okay. So I wasn't listening to what you guys were talking about last because I was on hold with my producer. So just pick up from where you left off. And definitely have to come back and revisit the show because you could never talk about everything we need to talk about in a little bit of time that the show allows us. So we definitely are going to have to revisit
the show.
You know,
can you guys hear me? Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Faith, I just wanted to say something. I have a godson, and he's transgender. Well, he would like to be. Let me just say that. He's going through a dilemma. His mother treats him really bad about it, so he's always trying to hide it. He used to get dressed at my house. You know, she wouldn't allow him to get dressed at home. You know, oh, no, you're going to live in my house like that. So he would get dressed at our house. And he's older now. And even though he's grown, she still does not accept him. You know what I mean? And so we're always here for him. And we were going to a party, and he knew children were going to be there. And he said to me, he always likes to, you know, dress the way he wants to dress, the way he feels. And he's like, no, because I think everybody would be uncomfortable. And I said, what do you want to wear? How do you feel? You know what I mean? And he's like, well, on Apple, I'd rather wear a dress. I said, then you wear a dress. Not everybody does that. His mother, even though he's grown till today, does not accept him wanting to be a transgender. He goes to work. He doesn't like to dress as a man. He just doesn't. He really doesn't have any male clothes. And when he goes to work, he feels uncomfortable. So he you know, he has a dilemma trying to find work because of the same reason.
Being
being
a transgender to me is more of, you know, like when we want to say we want to identify as being a woman or we
mm-hmm.
are women,
mm-hmm.
we have to come to the standards of what a woman is, first of all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I definitely
mm-hmm.
want to say that. And, you know, that's why I admire women. It was because of women, a lot of women that played positive roles in my life that pushed me to become who I wanted to become. So,
right.
you know, I see today a lot of boys in dresses and wigs and, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to say this. I'm not against you trying to find out who you are, but
mm-hmm.
make sure that it's not going to be disgrace to who you are or disgrace
mm-hmm.
to the woman that was the role model that you,
right.
you know, sit and watch. Because, you know, I think that's what goes on a lot. It's not easy becoming what we want to be, but at the
mm-hmm.
same time, you have to know. I think a lot of people don't know, you know, they have it made up in their mind. They say, oh, I just want to try this. And it's not a trying situation to me.
Right.
You know, so when I see boys that do that or, you know, people that just really.
Well, that's just it. He doesn't want to try. That's who
he
wants
is.
He is.
Exactly.
But he's afraid of the people surrounding him. And it's
wow,
trying to
major.
Hold him from being who he is. You
that's
know what
major.
I mean?
I went through that with my mom for years.
I would really love
to
talk to you.
I remember going through high school and I was getting ready for prom and she threw
mm-hmm.
bleach on my dresses. And
same thing.
You know,
he went through the same thing. Mm-hmm.
It's just something that's common. You know, first of all, you have to think about a mother. A mother gave birth to her child.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I have
mm-hmm,
explained
mm-hmm.
this to my friends a lot. You know, I'm very I'm common. So, you know, I know when a mother gives birth to a child, boy or girl, that's what she's going to identify with. For years,
right.
I would go into the store with my mom, and she would call me Stefan, and the people would be looking at her like, girl, who is you talking
to?
You
right.
know,
mm-hmm.
but at the end of the day, you know, it was something that we had to communicate on. With mothers, I feel like, you know, now, like, that's going to be something that's major. You would think that the father would be hard, but that time has turned. It's the mom, because they gave
yeah.
birth to you.
Mm-hmm.
They gave birth to their child, and you know, it's just like, you know, I don't understand my son, you know, mm-hmm, doesn't want to do this, you know, but I went through that. What I will say to your friend, if he is listening to this show, is be not afraid of who you are. We are all creating it in some type of an image. The image has to be good for you, though, you know, and it has to be lined. Eventually, when it's good for you, it will line up with the will of God. Like I told you, you know, I'm very God. I very believe in deliverance. You know, everything is. Everything can be taken for a season or a test, but you have to really know who you are. So I encourage transgender people to not just want to put on the clothes, but do the research, do the background, figure out who was
before
us.
His brother actually had the surgery.
Wow.
His brother is complete. So, and that's who he looks up to. But his mother has no relationship with the brother at all.
But see, the difference
he's the oldest. The brother's the oldest, and then he's the baby.
But here's the difference between the two of them. His brother was willing to do whatever he needed to do because he was out there in that life.
He was willing to do whatever he needed to do. You know what I mean?
And he did what he had to do. And I don't want to put names out there, but and our godson, he, however, is not strong enough yet. He's afraid of being homeless.
That's where it starts at, y'all. I was out my house at 16 because my mom, she wasn't able to deal with it just yet.
Right.
And that's what happens, and it's been going on for years, like you said. What happens is the young people move out, they get into the drugs, they get into the prostitution, they get into those things because they had to get out there and do it. You know, but today I'm more versatile in saying that you can make a difference in what you do. You don't have to be the prostitute. It's common because, you know, that's what we see. But
it's
now,
the easiest thing to do.
Yeah, it is. It's very easy. It's good money, you know, and that's what, you know, the truth has to be at the end of the day. But now, because times are changing and, you know, people are opening more up, it's just time for us to expand our minds as transgender people, you know.
And not be afraid.
Exactly.
Right.
Because we are. My biggest dream right now, y'all, is to be a transgender singer. You know, that's the biggest thing that I want to do. I want to be a transgender gospel singer. It's not heard of. It hasn't been seen, you know, and it's going to be converse, you know, because they're going to say, girl, how can you sing about church and you're living this life? How many gay pastors do we have? But that goes back to what I was saying, how it's more common for the male to sing in the choir and be gay, but when you start dressing up as a girl, you know, you got to come out the choir.
It's a
whole other story, and that's what I do.
There are communities all over that have gay churches too.
Actually, I have friends that have two gay churches.
I go to an alternative church, and I love my pastor. Shout out to my church. I love him in Raleigh, North Carolina, Pastor Dennis Massenberg. Awesome alternative church. I know about the alternative church thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a wonderful atmosphere to go somewhere where you can be welcome, but when you were raised in a certain type of church and you can't go there because of something that you are, that's still a big problem too.
Yeah.
And I think that comes along with people.
But here's the thing with that thing. Let me say this to you, and I mean this wholeheartedly. If you can't go there and be accepted, you don't need to, because we don't need to be accepted by everybody. We need to be accepted by ourselves. So here's the problem. I say this all the time about blacks and white. Why are we so worried about whether they're accepting us? Who gives a shit if they accept us? Accept who we are. Accept ourselves. I said earlier on in the show that I could never understand your fight because I'm not a transgender, nor am I gay. So I could never understand your fight. Like a white person could never understand my fight because he ain't black. We don't need to be accepted by everybody. It's not about – see, that's where I think your fight – you got to learn your battles and fight the right one. Who cares?
That's right.
If that
Who
church
cares?
Doesn't accept you, you have a church that does.
That's
what's important. That church is not important anymore. That church is not important anymore. If you got a bunch of hypocrites sitting in that pew, then let them deal with that over there, and you deal with the people who have opened their arms and embraced you.
That's what you deal with.
And I'll tell you what, I'll help you put out your first CD. How's that?
Okay, well, let's get started. That's what we do.
Let's start working on that. How about that?
And you know, that's what I've been trying to do. I'm very inspirational, and I, you know, let me tell you, I post on my Facebook, and the response that I get from women, first of all, I want to say something about that. The response that I get from women is so major. You know, that's you know, me identifying myself as being a woman makes me already know that I should be able to have a conversation with another woman. You get what
I'm
saying? And you know, I've been hit up on. Hold on,
Faith. Let me break the bad news to you about that.
Ooh.
Women don't have conversations, honey. Please.
Yeah, we don't support each other the way
Girl,
we should.
Please.
So if you're
That's
getting support, then you
on
should
the
be
every
saying,
woman talk show.
Right. That it is.
Wow.
We don't even. You don't know how much women bash each other. And one thing about me is, if you go to my page, I love on women. I love on everybody, but I love on women.
If I don't
my
like
friends
somebody
that I'm
like
friends
you,
with, love on
you
love
with.
On me. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
You know. It has nothing
yeah.
to do with your.
And you know
your,
that
your...
that's just.
Go ahead, honey. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's how I operate now. I feel like, you know, if I already know that I'm going to have the homosexual community behind me, the next thing to me that's important is the women. I want to teach a class, y'all, on how to keep your man so you won't have to worry about him messing with a tranny. You know, I want to write a book.
Why are you going to teach that? Because if that's what he wants. He needs to go ahead.
No, because sometimes, you know, it's...
No, honey, no.
Well,
I'm
you know what,
no,
that's
no,
funny
no.
you say that because my godson, he has dated people that we know. You know what I mean? And it's sad.
But that's, and
to
that's
some
always
degree.
Been like that. It's
that's
always
what
been
I was going to say. It's
brother.
Always been
what's
down
difference?
Low, yeah.
It's
you
always
know?
Been down low, brother. So my whole thing is, if that's where he want to go, you don't need to teach me how to keep him because I don't want him. I mean, and it's not about trans or gay.
It's not about you, right.
It's not
about the other person.
If you
it's
go
about
and
him.
Go.
Right.
Wherever you go and go.
Yeah,
that's,
because, you know, I have a lot of friends. They're calling out, say, well, girl, do you think he's this way or do you think he's that way?
Did you ever have somebody tell? Have you ever had a conversation with a male and they were supposed to be quote unquote bi, or they didn't want everybody to know? Have you ever had a conversation? That's what I'm curious about. What do they say that they're lacking from a woman that they, you know what I mean? Like,
a lot of times it's the illusion. You know, when you meet a lot of transsexuals or a lot of trans women, they give you another illusion. You know, and if you give a man the illusion that's on the TV that he see when he see the models, which is when you see trannies, that's what they give you. They have bodies, they have their everything done. They, you know, so it's like men are infatuated with the illusion, but they're going to go back home to their wife. They're going to go back home to their wife, you know, and it's just like, you know.
And you need to know that, right.
Yeah, and it's just like a couple years ago I wrote a song called Down Low. I was on the Jerry Springer Show, and I went on there and to promote my song, and I had wrote a song called Down Low, you know, and it was very, I got a lot of ratings from this song, you know.
Wow.
And it was something that I feel like I didn't know who to take it to. I didn't know who I could work with to make this what it should have been.
Right.
But
right.
that song was very, it was just a true statement. You never know, you know, do you know him? Have you seen him?
Yeah, it's very difficult to put something out like that because there's so many people who still want to make it
They don't want you to bring it out.
So it's difficult to put the truth out there. It's very easy to put a lie, but when you're talking about trying to promote truth, it's very difficult because we don't want to hear the truth.
Yeah, and that's what's going to stay. And I think that people have to come to grips with that. That, like I said, you know, at the end of the day, you said one thing that was real true. We've been here for a long time, and now this generation that's coming forth, these people better get ready for them. Like, I'm sitting and I'm watching the people that's coming up in high school and stuff now. The generation, I'm young. I'm very young. I'm 26. And, you know, just to know that it's another set of people that are finna come.
Oh, yeah.
And they are ready. You know, I wasn't as ready as they are, you know,
right,
and they're
right.
ready, you know. So
well,
it's
that's
just
the,
like,
that's
you know,
the thing, too, people don't understand, because when you see little tiny children who act a certain way. And you're like, they're not gay because they know nothing about sexuality, but they know how they want to act or what they know what that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen little girls and boys. Young,
yeah,
very young.
And it's all major because let me tell you, I tell this story everywhere I go to. I was never raped. I was never
mm-hmm.
abused.
And
I was never mistreated.
Right.
This
mm-hmm.
was something that I chose when I first found out that I was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
When I
mm-hmm.
first found out in Teen Spirit Week that I could look like a woman,
mm-hmm.
I never turned away then, you know, and,
right.
and I
that
think
was
that's
mm-hmm.
that's what people, they, that's why I say now you have to just know it's more than just I can dress up and I can look like
right.
this, but it's
mm-hmm.
it's more of knowing that this is a gut feeling that I'm a woman, you know,
right.
and
uh-huh.
it starts early. Sometimes it starts early. I was playing dress up in my mama's clothes when I was a little
right.
child,
uh-huh.
you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
That was where it started for me. That's when I, you know, so that's what's going on. But these teenagers and these young people that's in middle school and high school, they're coming up fast. They already got hair in. They already wear nails and they already pull
uh-huh,
makeup.
Uh-huh,
you know,
uh-huh.
so I can only imagine when they turn 26.
We're
going to have a lot of women running around here.
At 26, and when they turn 26, maybe society has then given you the just do or what.
What
I
need
the gay marriage thing just went through. So maybe by that time, they won't have to fight to have their identity changed or their license and their identity changed.
Yeah, or to get medicine. Like that is one of the majorest things for me, if, you know, for my community, is that I want us to take medicine the right way. I want us
right.
to be able to deal with doctors that know how to handle us, that are not nervous and fidgety because they haven't had the experience of transgender person.
But let me
ask you
this question, not trying to be smart, but now when you say the medicine, you're talking about the medicines, the injections you guys take for the breasts and all that kind of stuff, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And
okay.
We take it for our skin. We take it for our breasts. We take it to form, you know, it's
but
medicine.
But let me just say this. But they won't give medicine to a woman if a woman just wanted more breasts. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wonder how they're going to do that.
Yeah,
like,
but they offer
words,
they'll offer you depo. They'll offer you depo, or they'll offer you you know, they offer different assistance. That this when
so,
you say we want to become a woman, we need
uh-huh.
that. That's something that's
right.
a need. You know,
right.
so it's
and
like
it
they offer different assistance.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You know, it just
because
it's like
all
a need.
Kind of stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we ordering stuff online, and my biggest thing
well,
I told my therapist this morning. I don't know, you know, I don't never know if I'm putting too much or never putting too less. I took a picture of Facebook and of all the medicine that I took the other day, and the girls was like, we have a group on Facebook
mm-hmm.
for the girls, and they were like, well, what is this and what is that, and you know, and it made me feel like, well, girl, you better know what you got to know what you're taking.
Taking.
You know,
well, isn't that similar to the girls
Wait,
with the butt injections?
I was going to say that. It's very much the same as
Those girls, because there were some women who got sick from taking those butt injections.
Yeah, and
very,
see, you know, that's why I thank God today that I'm very natural. I'm very, very natural. I haven't had any work done. I do moan. I moan heavily. Naturally, I look like a woman, which is something that now, when you already have a lot of estrogen in your body, it's not hard. It's not as easy for a lot of the boys that's coming up now, because
right.
I see a lot of people that are trying to transform themselves into women, but you know, naturally they don't already have that effect. But
mm-hmm. that's my godson. He has breasts, and he's got an ass. Like if he worked out, he would be bad as hell. But let him throw a girdle on, and his shit is popping. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, you make me sick.
And see, that's what the medicine does.
There's got to be some fairness in as far as, like, what she was saying was they won't give me, I want bigger titties, anybody going to pay for them but me.
Right, that's what I was saying. Like, how are they going to say?
But here's the problem with this, though. The problem with this is they're doing things to get it, but it's harming them. So
but that's just it. There are women doing the same things, too.
There are
women that want to be vixens.
I'm not talking about the aspect of the, you know, getting stuff put in your butt. I'm talking about the medical, the medicine part of what we definitely need. You get what I'm saying? It's like, hey, you know, I know that when you do start the services, they start you off with small doses. They find out what your body can take. They find out what everything you need. You know,
stuff.
So, yeah, so that's definitely needed. See, I don't have to go get no titties because that's not a must. If I'm taking my hormones the right way, you know, then it just, you know, that's just like somebody taking their diabetes medicine, you know, or somebody taking their high blood pressure medicine. If, you know, if I choose to live this lifestyle, it's a need that I need that, you know, and, you know, so that's why
that
I'm trying to work hard to get us some, we need insurance. A lot of us don't have insurance, you know, so that causes us not to go to doctors to even get physicals.
And you
can't
get insurance because they don't know who you are.
Right.
And so that's a difficulty in you getting insurance because you can't apply for insurance as a female when you're a male. You can't apply for a male when you're a female.
Definitely.
So
and it's not being offered. You know, and that's where we're at. And I'm working with people from UNC Hospital in Chapel Hill. I'm meeting with different, you know, programmers to see if we can.
You have the right advocate with you. Artie, you definitely have the right person with you to help you through this. Let me tell you that because he is a great advocate and he does not play. So you definitely have, you know, some good support right there, you know.
Wonderful. I think, like I said, this show is well needed, you know, because we have a lot of people that are trying to identify and they will never come out to identify with who they are if someone, just it can be just anyone, won't take the time to accept them. So, you know, that's where I'm at. If we can just have one person, you know, to say, oh, I'll help y'all fight to get this medicine, or I'll help y'all fight. I'll be there to support your cause, you know, and that's what it's going to take. It's going to take the community, the governors and the mayors to get an understanding.
Absolutely.
They don't have an understanding. So, you know, if they don't have an understanding,
well, unless it
touches
them personally, unless it's someone directly in their, you know, then it doesn't. They don't understand it. I think we need to take a break. Let me just find out from my producer this time to take another break. Are we good to go? Daryl?
Yes, ma'am. We're good to go.
Do we need to take another break? Are we good to go?
We just take one more break, and then when we take but I want you to close out with your guests before you take the break. When you come back, it's just you and the guests. So I suggest you get, y'all have about 5 more minutes, and then we're going to take that break.
All right. All right. So we are going to, Apple, I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to close out with Faith when we come back from the break. Apple, you know, as always, you always got my back. Thanks for calling in. Next week's going to be a crazy show, too. You definitely need to tune into that one, too. I don't want to tell anybody what it is yet. You know, I usually post it a couple of days after this one, but we will definitely get into that. Let's go into our break right now, and we'll be right back.
Cold-blooded, pipe dream.
EBE, y'all. Come on, come on, come on. Keisha. Let's go. Come on, come on. Telling me we're cool, but that just ain't enough. Cause everything that you do makes me want you more. For feelings that I have for you can't be replaced easily. But you seem to think that you have the best of me. My love is close to you, let nobody in. Even when I'm with someone, ain't the same when I'm with you. Please tell me that you listen. Please tell me that you're hearing me. Cause I'm gonna be here always.
Even if you give me
all your love,
even if you give me
all your kisses,
it will be never. It will be never. Give me all your love. Never be too much. Giving me
tell me that you're listening.
Please tell me
that you're hearing me. Cause I'm gonna be here always.
Stop. Got my heart in your hand, and I think you know. Can't put a price on my love and the way we grow. I think I smell inside when you look in my eyes. Baby, all I see is you. Fuck them niggas who try, huh? Don't ever worry about my loyalty. Try the others in a fool, cause you treat me like I'm royalty. Been through the bullshit, been through the games, been through the telephone arguments with nothing as name. On them crazy days, you helped me maintain. Sometimes I think your love is keeping me sane. Never worry, daddy, I ain't never going nowhere. Whatever happens, let's believe I'ma stay right here. Yeah, I need your kisses and I need your touch. Don't ever think I had it all, cause it's never too much. Come on,
give me all your love.
Okay, we're back. The Every Woman Talk Show. The Every Woman Talk Show every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. 646-478-4507. I want to say again, thank you for everybody who listens in, who calls in. During our break, I will definitely come and say hello to my listeners who don't want to be on the air. Please don't be afraid to say hello. You're not on the air when we go behind the scenes. I'll let you know we're behind the scenes. We're going to talk to Faith for a few more minutes, and I'm going to let her go and know for sure Faith will be back for another show. Faith, is there anything you want to close out with, honey?
I just want to say to all transgender people, men and women, identify with who you are and believe in you. Anything is possible. Anything is possible, and you can definitely be great. We don't have to be the next statistic that don't have the education. We don't have to be the next statistic that's known for prostitution. We don't have to be any of those things. We can be great, and greater is to come. The world will receive us in, you know, whatever manner they're going to receive us. So just let it be something that's patient. Be patient and grow, 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 grow. And this
and
was
what's
wonderful.
The name of your program again? What's the name of your program, Faith?
It's called Transgender Women on the Move.
And how would they go about getting more information on it?
I actually have a site through Facebook. I have different flyers. And as well as you, if you just need someone to talk to, there's a number that you can call, and someone will be there always if you just want to call. If it's a crisis or something and you just want to talk to somebody, I do have a number. It is 347-860-9256. They can call that number and someone will speak to them. You know, somebody will talk to you. Or if you just want information about the next event that's coming up, we have events every month, once a month. So, you know, it's a program that's been started for 6 months and it's taking off good, you know. So once a month we meet in different locations.
I'll get all that information from Faith. I'll post that on the Every Woman Talk Show. That phone number is essential for people who need to talk before they do something stupid. I will get that number and post that on our page as well. Faith, I want to thank you so much for sharing your story. You know, it's really difficult sometimes to share the truth, you know, and I appreciate you so much, and I will definitely have you back on the show. So we're going to close out, and I'll talk to you soon, Faith.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. To my listeners, I love you guys. You know, we, like I said, I can't do this without you guys. I definitely can't. You know, it, you motivate me to do this. I ask every single time I'm on the air to send me shows that you think, you know, you want to hear, you want to listen to. I actually did a poll with some of my friends, and they sent me so much, I mean, so much information. I'm telling you, this next few weeks are going to be crazy. I appreciate you guys for, you know, inboxing me and texting me and telling me what you think we should talk about. And believe me, I'm touching on everything that everybody asked me to do. Once again, we welcome everyone to the talk show. I'll see you next Tuesday. Love ya.
Besides, relationships are people that are just waiting for something better to come along.
Spoken like a cynic.
I'm not a cynic. I'm a realist.
You are a realist masquerading as a cynic who is secretly an optimist.
Brought to you by I Am More Initiative Project, empowering young black males to be better than negative perceptions and history, empowering them to be stronger than they once was. I am not what I used to be. I am more.